A Chinese engineer was this morning shot and wounded by unidentified men outside a bank in Pakistan's commercial hub Karachi, the latest act of violence in the city. Rising violence in Pakistan, from drive-by shootings to attacks by militants, have caused international concern, not least of which comes from aid agencies which operate in the country. The International Red Cross says the lack of security is affecting people's daily lives. Charles Collins spoke to Red Cross spokesman Michael O'Brien, who says that despite the dangers, aid is still getting through.
The ICRC has been here for quite a long time because we are the lead agency amongst the Red Cross and Red Crescent movement for fighting affected areas. So that's principally why we were here. But obviously we reacted to the devastating flooding which occurred late July of 2010. There was an enormous amount of damage done progressively from the north of the country as the floodwaters moved south. The more populous southern areas were badly affected as well. In the north, the floodwater drained reasonably quickly, but the damage left behind was quite devastating, and a lot of people were displaced. About 2 million people across the country have had their housing destroyed, the progress for getting back to normal by returning to the locations where people lived and trying to get a crop in the ground in the north seems to have worked reasonably well in the lead up to the planting of the winter cereal crops. In the south, circumstances are quite different because the area is flatter, more low-lying, and the floodwater actually went to places where it doesn't normally flow, and therefore there's no way for the water to leave. And so large areas of the south of the country, especially in Sindh province, are still inundated, and obviously it's very difficult for people to re-establish their lives.
Pakistan, of course, has been in the news recently because of outbreaks of violence in various parts of the country. How is the security situation affecting your work?
Security is always a big concern for us and for other organisations that work in areas that are affected by armed violence. We work in partnership with the Pakistan Red Crescent Society, who have a network of volunteers across the country. So to an extent, that makes it easier for us to have humanitarian reach to areas that are affected by violence, because we don't necessarily always have to send expatriate staff. We can use the national society that's already located in those areas, or we have a large contingent of national staff. About 1,350 nationals work for us, and they do much of the implementation in the field. But there's no question that it has an impact. It stops us in some places reaching people who need assistance, and then we need to bring them to us. That occurs especially in relation to some of the health programs we run through our Weapon Wounded Hospital in Peshawar.
You mentioned your health programs. What all does the Red Cross do for people that have been affected by the flooding?
In the early days, it was difficult. In the early relief phase, it was difficult to get access to help people reestablish their lives. We run a team of water engineers who work with our local counterparts to try and reestablish water supplies. Early on, we were pumping water out of inundated buildings and trying to re-establish medical infrastructure so that people had places where they could get treatment. In addition, we continued our programs of warning people that mines and unexploded ordnance move in floodwaters, and therefore areas that were not believed to be contaminated may have been contaminated, and people needed to be careful. And we do a lot other than running health programs ourselves by supporting mobile health units and basic health units and hospitals in districts that are a little bit more remote.